2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Coverage, the vaccines, hope on the horizon. On KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. We've made it to Friday and the weekend. It is the 22nd day of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 28 degrees.
No delays, but lots of crashes. I'm Heather Kelly.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon.
A growing number of Utahns say they want to get the COVID-19 vaccine and they plan on signing up for the shot when it's available to them.
But it remains unclear if it's enough people to reach widespread immunity in the state. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us and begins our coverage. The vaccines hope on the horizon, John.
Yeah, Amanda, while 67% of Utahns want the shots, 21% say they don't plan to get vaccinated, and 12% still aren't sure. The findings come from a new Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll. While health experts say 67% wanting to be vaccinated is a step in the right direction, it may still not be enough to provide widespread immunity in the state. Right now, estimates are that it could take 70% to 90% of the population developing a resistance to the virus. There are, however, many unknowns, including how long immunity lasts and the impact of future virus mutations. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Utah National Guard is expanding how they're helping health departments distribute the COVID-19 vaccine. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
Guard members say they have two missions. One is to help the health departments who need manpower distributing the vaccine. They were recently in Utah County and have been asked to help in Weber County as well. They're also uniquely qualified to distribute monoclonal antibodies to patients in long-term care centers when they become infected, since guard members can be sent to centers anywhere in the state at a moment's notice.
The state is offering schools free COVID testing to help them stay open when more than 1% of the school's population is infected with coronavirus. Some schools are taking advantage of the program while others aren't. Jenny Johnson of the Utah Department of Health says they want students to be able to stay in the classroom and remain safe.
I mean, the goal of this is to allow as many students and staff to participate in in-person learning as safely as possible, while also lessening the burden that quarantine and multiple closures places on students and their families.
Some officials in the Jordan School District say they've determined it's faster and easier to temporarily put all classes online rather than going through the testing process.
Governor Spencer Cox says it's time to give education the attention it deserves.
They deserve our respect, and they deserve a raise. Education has always been called the great equalizer, but it can't be that way if our kids are not treated equally.
The governor's first State of the State address was shortened to just 17 minutes to limit possible exposure to COVID-19, but he addressed both the challenges and opportunities facing the state.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is asking for more time before the start of the second impeachment trial of now former President Trump. The Senate's top Republican saying the Trump legal team needs some time to prepare. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania is calling on his fellow Democrats to use this time to work on the case.
We have to make sure that we have a trial that is thorough but expeditious, but a trial that presents the evidence of the president's culpability here.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer hasn't yet announced his decision on the scheduling request from McConnell.
In sports, the Jazz won their seventh game in a row last night, but everybody's talking about how Donovan Mitchell was treated by the TV analysts.
Okay, he's a great scorer. I will give you that. But he makes zero impact on the rest of the game.
Wow. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Yeah, Tim, the NBA on TNT guy spent halftime criticizing Donovan Mitchell, saying he can score, but not much else.
Superstars lead it in 3 to 4 categories.
Yes.
Every single night. Three of those six categories. All-stars, 2. So I'm saying, is he getting to the point where he can do
He's close.
And then after the game, Shaq wanted to make sure Donovan knew what they said about him. He brushed it off. He had 36 points in the win over the Pelicans, his 600th three-pointer, also, by the way, the fastest NBA player in history to get to that point. Larry Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coming up in 10 minutes, you'll hear more of the halftime discussion on TNT, where the analysts talk about why they didn't think Donovan Mitchell has what it takes to be a superstar in the NBA.
IOC President Thomas Bach and local organizers are pushing back against reports that the postponed Tokyo Olympics will be canceled. The Tokyo Games were postponed 10 months ago at the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic, and now the event appears threatened again. The Times of London cited unidentified government sources when reporting that the Games will have to be canceled. The local organizing committee did not address the Times story directly, but says the Olympics were going forward and had the support of Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga.
Well, hopefully for the athletes it happens. Coming up on KSL, a doctor in Texas is being accused of stealing COVID-19 vaccines for his family and friends.
And Triple Team traffic.
And we've got crashes on 5600 West at 35th South and 2100 North getting onto northbound I-15. I'm Heather Kelly.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Tim and Amanda are all news all morning long. Come back for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News in the afternoon.
Thousands of doses of the vaccine have been just sitting around. The good news is they're not spoiled.
Utah's all-day companions for news. KSL News Radio.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Hi, Doug Wright. My friends at Zero Res said something the other day that just stuck with me. They said, it's time to start the new year off right. Let's clean 2020 out of our homes. Don't we all feel that way? Do you know anybody that's really cut up about 2020 being over and in the rearview mirror now? We've been spending so much time in our homes, the wear and tear. Dee and I have noticed it. We were talking about the need to call Zero Res just the other day. How about this wonderful deal for the new year? 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $89.95 from Zero Res. And it's so easy. Just make your appointment now. It's 801-288-9376. That's really easy to remember because it's simply 801-288-ZERO. These are the guys that clean your carpets like nobody else. We have relied on them since the very beginning of the Zero Res company. Start this new year off right. Clean with Zero Res.
We continue to follow a developing story in the Rose Park area. Salt Lake City police and a SWAT team are on the scene of an early morning aggravated assault there. A police spokesperson says they got a call about 2:30 this morning of a fight between two people in the area of 4th North and Redwood Road. And even though officers are still in the area, he says there is no danger to the public.
There's plenty of officers here, and we know where this individual is and have him contained in this RV.
The officer says the victim sustained non-life-threatening injuries.
White House coronavirus press briefings are back to being a regular thing. ABC's Kenneth Moten reports Dr. Anthony Fauci is back in the briefing room.
Dr. Fauci expressed a sense of relief during his first briefing under the Biden administration.
It was really something that you didn't feel that you could actually say something and there wouldn't be any repercussions about it.
The president signed more executive orders on his first full day in office, including a requirement for mask wearing at airports, on planes, and when using public transportation. A new study shows nearly half of adults don't wear a mask when they're in close contact with people outside their households.
Criminal charges are being filed for a Houston area doctor accused of stealing doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. ABC's Jessica Willey reports on what prosecutors are saying.
In a statement, Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg said, quote, he abused his position to place his friends and family in line in front of people who had gone through the lawful process to be there. What he did was illegal, and he'll be held accountable under the law. But Gokul's attorney, Paul Doyle, tells a different story. Quote, Dr. Gokul is a dedicated public servant who ensured that COVID-19 vaccine dosages that would have otherwise expired went into the arms of people who met the criteria for receiving it.
Dr. Hassan Gokul is being charged with theft by a public servant, a Class A misdemeanor punishable by up to a year behind bars. It's 8:09, and we need another look at how the commute is doing out there. Triple Team traffic starts in the traffic center with Heather.
Well, the good news is there aren't any delays through Summit County. Everything looks pretty good for those of you coming from the Park City area trying to get onto I-80. The problem is once you get onto I-80 heading east toward Wyoming, you're down to one left-hand lane. That's because a semi-truck rolled spilled hazmat materials across the roadways. And then if you're coming from Wyoming trying to get to Park City, you have to have a huge diversion. At Echo Junction, it is shut down westbound I-80 due to another semi that caught fire. Eric?
I-15 looking good in Utah County from Provo to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes of drive time. Expect another 20 minutes to get to downtown Salt Lake City because we're crash-free at this point. We do have some slowdowns over on the west side. This is on 5600 West, northbound and southbound between the 201 Highway and I-80. That's be more likely because of a train that's rolling across the street there. Len?
On the way into the day with good traffic patterns in Weber and Davis counties with a smooth drive from the Bear River Migratory Refuge on to Ogden and then about a half-hour cruise from Ogden to Salt Lake City. Crash near the freeway in Kaysville, eastbound on 200 North. It's getting loaded on the tow truck right now. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out about those temperatures with you, Kristen.
Mostly cloudy today as a storm approaches from the south. We'll even see rain developing by afternoon. Expect a high of 46, though. Then tonight, lows around 29, which means we'll wake up to scattered snow around Saturday morning. And we'll keep snow chances going through the day with 1 to 2 inches for most of us along the Wasatch Front. Highs in the 30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
28 degrees downtown.
If you haven't heard it yet, join me in getting upset with Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley after what they said about our Donovan Mitchell. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
A man is not happy. We'll give you that next at 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. It is Tim and Amanda here to get you into the weekend on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. You know, Becky and I are sort of at that point in our life, Amanda, where we're considering, how much longer do we need all these rooms and all these bathrooms? And what's it going to take to really thin out this house so that we could present it for sale? If you need answers like that, you need to contact opendoor.com. It's really that simple.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you go to opendoor.com. Or maybe you just want to know what your home is worth if you're thinking about selling your house and think, what could I get for my home here in the Salt Lake City, Ogden area? You just check out Open Door.
Yeah, you'll find out, too, if your home qualifies for an offer directly from opendoor.com. You just fill out this information on, you know, your square footage and things like that on the website. And then within a couple of days, you'll get an offer from Open Door. And if it meets your needs as far as sales go, it's just that easy. You don't have to have the worries I was just talking about, you know, how do you thin the house out? How do you present it for sale? And all the hassles there are involved when it comes to showings of people. You know, you've got to change your whole schedule to make sure that those things happen.
This is what I love. You get to skip all the hard parts. You don't have to make the repairs yourself or do any prep work or have a bunch of showings. You'll know exactly how much that you'll get. You can close whenever you're ready, and you can do it all during this time online.
Right now, see if your home qualifies for a competitive offer at opendoor.com/myoffer. Don't wait. Start your sale today. opendoor.com/myoffer.
Open Door is represented by Open Door Brokerage, Inc., license 02061130 in California, and Open Door Brokerage, LLC in its other markets.
Are you or someone you know a small business owner? The SBA is now administering the new Paycheck Protection Program. If you own a Utah business, even with just one employee, make sure to complete your application soon because PPP funding is first come, first served. If your small business experienced a significant revenue loss during 2020, contact your bank, the Utah SBA office, or visit coronavirus.utah.gov sba.com/business to learn more.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. That's babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Amanda, if we can for just a second, Chuck Schumer is now speaking on the Senate floor, and it looks like, he just finished. Never mind. But there is some breaking information there that it looks like the single article of impeachment will be taken to the Senate on Monday. Mitch McConnell, I think, is now speaking. Let's see if we can listen in.
Okay.
I don't think a single senator feels that was acceptable. I'm glad the situation was resolved, and I hope we learn exactly what happened. In that regard, I want to thank all the National Guard, including more than 300 Kentucky Guardsmen and local and federal law enforcement who've helped supplement our very own Capitol Police in the wake of January the 6th. Your Congress and your country appreciate all you've done to secure the Capitol and the inauguration. Later today, I'll have the honor of meeting a number of my Kentuckians who've been helping out here at the Capitol. It's going to be the highlight of my day. In the near future, Congress needs to smartly transition toward a more sustainable security presence. Keeping the Capitol safe cannot and will not require huge numbers of uniformed troops and vast systems of emergency fencing to remain in place forever.
All right, so there's Mitch McConnell following Chuck Schumer's comments. The takeaway is that article of impeachment will be given to the Senate on Monday. The big question left out there, Amanda, is when would a trial actually begin? And we've been playing sound bites from Democrats who said they really need time to put their case together. And McConnell's
the president
been
asked for that, didn't he? He asked for time to put it together.
Yeah, and McConnell's been saying that former President Trump, needs time for his legal team also to get up to speed. So we'll continue to follow it if there's any new information coming out of Washington. Time now for the in-depth. Amanda's pretty hot about this. Utah Jazz All-Star Donovan Mitchell wasn't too impressed with Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal after the Jazz won their seventh straight game.
Here's a portion of the discussion that took place on TNT during the halftime of the game, where the former players all said Mitchell wasn't superstar material.
My question to the panel. Donovan Mitchell is at the point of superstardom, where he can take you there, or he's still all-star status?
He needs to be second or third option.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, he has
enough talent to do it, but
what holds him? Because see, I'm seeing that he scores at will, and I'm seeing he's overpowering people.
Yeah, but no, that's not what a superstar is.
Okay. Exactly. All right.
A superstar is a guy who can win the game multiple ways.
True.
There are a lot of guys who are great offensive players. But a superstar, a guy who can win a game. If he having a bad shoot night, he can get a lot of rebounds, or he can play defense. Donovan is a terrific player.
He's but a like, scoring machine.
Yeah, but that's why he's an all-star, Ernie.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm saying he doesn't make. And listen, you know, when guys try to explain this type of stuff, it seems like it's old guys hating. It's not old guys hating. It's like, okay, he's a great scorer. I will give you that. But he makes zero impact on the rest of the game.
Yeah, it's old guys hating. That's exactly what it
is. I'm having to hold her back, folks.
Well, I think there are superstars who are specialists in scoring. I mean, isn't that what Kobe Bryant was?
Yeah.
He was a specialist in scoring. Isn't that what Michael Jordan was?
Well, you think of Stephen Curry.
Yeah.
You know,
he's specialists
an incredible
in scoring. I mean, how many rebounds did they get? They got rebounds sometimes. How many assists did they give? They gave some assists, but their specialty was scoring, and they are still superstars.
Here's the thing you have to remember about Donovan, and I said this earlier. He's 24 years old. This is his third season, and let's face it, last season was a mess with the COVID thing.
Right. And you're already pigeonholing him?
Yeah.
Stop it.
His game is still developing, and what really bothered me was that Shaq decided to lay that on him in a post-game one-on-one.
Yeah.
And I thought that was inappropriate.
Really inappropriate.
If you want to have those discussions at halftime between Chuck and Shaq, that's one thing. But when you want to put it in the face of the player, I really wonder. And I think Donovan's the kind of guy quality guy on and off the court, that he will take that as a challenge, and his game continues to develop, and I think he's proving to the organization right now he's worth that max contract.
Maybe that'll wind up being a blessing. A blessing in disguise.
Yep.
But I just lost some respect for those two
old-time
haters.
Be careful what you ask for, because that might be a fire you can't put out. That's the in-depth for us. We've said enough at 8:19.
Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, and we start with you, Heather.
Well, good news. Westbound I-80 has reopened, I believe. That's what we're hearing from the North Summit Fire Department. We have one lane open if you're heading from Wyoming west onto I-80 toward the Park City area. That's where we had the truck that caught fire earlier this morning and had shut down the freeway for many, many hours. And eastbounders also only have one lane that they can get through as you leave the U.S. 40 junction, that Silver Creek, and head toward Wanship. Eric?
No problems on I-15 throughout Utah and Salt Lake counties this morning. You're running at normal speeds both directions. The 215 belt route's also in great shape. And even 5600 West starting to get better now because of more than likely a railroad, a train going by. Right now it's looking better between the 201 highway and I-80. Lynn.
Eric making the grade on the freeways into the morning light with pleasant driving from Willard Bay onto Ogden and Riverdale, and then busy through Sunset past Hill Field and gliding along to downtown Salt Lake City. Legacy Parkway is wide open right now on Highway 89 with no delays. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Kristen Van Dyke in the Weather Center this morning. She's got a quick peek at your 7-day forecast, and it's brought to you by Volkswagen Southtown.
7-day forecast looks a lot cooler after today. A high of 46 today with a chance for rain late in the afternoon. For tomorrow, we top out in the upper 30s with scattered snow, and we could pick up a couple of inches along the Wasatch Front, but heavier snow in the mountains with up to a foot there, if not more, by the end of the day Saturday. Highs in the 30s Saturday, 36 on Sunday with clearing skies. Going into next week, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, and we may even see another chance for snow early next week as another system approaches. High stay in the 30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Let's check the current temperature downtown. We're at 32 degrees.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com, and we'll get another look at how the markets are doing this morning. It's been a tough day so far. It is time now for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Fit to Recover started with three people and a boombox in Sugar House Park. It has grown into a large community and a safe place for people in recovery from drug and alcohol misuse to connect. Members of this community support one another in physical activity, community gathering, nutritional support, and creative endeavors. They have a gym, music studio, garden, and kitchen in Salt Lake City, where individuals can get all the support needed to work through challenges together and have fun doing it. Fit to Recover creates an environment of safety, connection, gratitude, and perseverance. They offer 45 classes per week where more than 450 people in recovery pass through their doors. They attend fitness classes, scale the climbing wall, write about their journey, record tracks in the audio studio, cook and eat healthy foods together, and reach out in service to others in need. But mostly, they're friends who hold each other up and hold each other accountable. Select Health recognizes the positive health impact given by Fit to Recover as another example of how Utah Gives Back.
Utah Gives Back is brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
Want to make your day a little brighter? Just ask.
Alexa, ask Gospel Voice to read Alma chapter 32.
Hey Google, use Gospel Voice to play the Tabernacle Choir.
Play this week's Sunday School lesson using Gospel Voice.
Ask Gospel Voice to play a talk by President Nelson.
Gospel Voice brings music, scripture, and inspiring messages right to your Alexa or Google smart speaker, just with the sound of your voice. Try it today. Learn more at gospelvoice.churchofjesuschrist.org.
You've heard me talk about all sorts of products on the radio, from car sales to tires to travel, but I gotta tell you, nothing has affected my life like Sound Sleep Medical. For quite a while, my snoring has been a bone of contention with my wife. I've tried the CPAP, I've tried the mouthpiece that says you'll sleep happy with a strap across your tongue. Not fun. Then Sound Sleep Medical entered my life, and boy, what a difference. Listen, if you snore at night, it's not just annoying the other person in bed. The health problems are tremendous. Sound Sleep Medical's little oral appliance is the coolest thing since sliced bread. A similar look to bleaching trays. They're fitted to you personally by a dentist. No boil and bite. Frankly, I have a hard time sleeping without it, and you can take it anywhere. For a limited time, Sound Sleep Medical is offering free sleep consultations to the first 25 callers, and this is done at home, normally at $200 value.
Just give Sound Sleep Medical a call, 801-657-4529, 801-657-4529, and stop the snore. Call 801-657-4529.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. A district judge has denied Parler's motion for a temporary restraining order against Amazon, which pushed the social media platform offline last week for breaking its terms of service for allegedly inciting violence at the U.S. Capitol.
Google says it will shut down its search engine in Australia if a bill passes that requires payment for the news. Google says that legislation, if passed, would require payment simply for links and snippets just to news results in search.
The 2020 tax filing season will allow people who missed out on a stimulus check or received the wrong amount to claim their full stimulus payments, which the IRS will send later this year via tax refunds.
Let's see what's happening on the markets right now. We've had a tough morning so far, and the Dow continues downward. It is off 191 points at 30,984. The S&P is down about 15. The NASDAQ is off by 25.
We learned just in the last few minutes that Senator Schumer says the impeachment article against President Trump will be transmitted to the Senate on Monday. That was the breaking news that we received just in the last few minutes. We'll have more on that coming up on KSL News Radio.
Google review from Ann. Whipple Service Champions advertised a water heater flush for $39, so I set up an appointment. In the meantime, a toilet developed a leak, so I was ready for that emergency. When Royal from Whipple arrived, he started by flushing the water heater. Turned out my old plumbing wasn't up to code and the water pressure was a problem too. Next, the leaking toilet, which also didn't flush well, he was able to simply replace the toilet on the spot. Got the water pressure issue resolved. New toilet plus free input on installing a shower all in one day. One satisfied customer here. Thanks, Ann. See what Ann saw with a $39 water heater flush. Or a Gerber Viper toilet, $299 installed. Furnace or AC tune-ups, just $44. $100 off any repair of $300 or more. Free furnace or AC replacement estimate. $55 drain cleaning, $350 off electrical meter or an electrical panel replacement. Call now.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223. Or visit alanon.org/help.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
And with that, America begins a new chapter.
We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue.
The first 100 days of the Biden presidency.
Executive orders. New directions. New information.
We'll be all over it.
Listen 2, 3, 4 times a day
to KSL News Radio,
Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time is 8:29. Let's get a look at Triple Team traffic and go back to Heather Kelly. What's it looking like?
It's looking pretty good. We haven't had any delays through any of the roadways, actually, for most of your drive this morning, but you've been contending with a lot of accidents. And we're still trying to clean up a rollover semi eastbound I-80 just after the US 40 junction up in the Park City area. So only one left lane is open to you. But once you get past it, you'll be fine heading over toward Wyoming. Eric?
Looks like we've got a smattering of slowdowns on northbound I-15 between 114th and 90th south. Looks like UHP was conducting a slowdown, maybe to clear up debris, something like that. The rest of the way, you've got a little bit of slowdowns now past 5300 south, again on the northbound side in Murray, but that clears up by the time you get to 4500 south. Glenn.
Driving in Weber and Davis counties is a pleasant one all morning as you make your way from Riverdale and Roy on past Sunset, where it's about at its busiest is in Sunset, and then you're in good late in Kaysville, on down to the North Salt Lake City area and into the downtown ramps. Legacy Parkway right now is wide open. Highway 89 not showing any delays, and I-84 is pretty smooth over to Mountain Green and 167 Trappers Loop up to the ski areas. Len Thomas from the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's take a look at that forecast now with you, Kristen.
Storms moving in from the south, bringing mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 46 degrees. By the end of the afternoon, we could see rain developing along the Wasatch Front. Then tonight, a low of 29 degrees, which means rain changes to snow. And we'll see on and off snow showers during the day Saturday, with a couple of inches possible for the Wasatch Front. Expect highs in the 30s for Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 8:30.
Our temperature downtown is 28 degrees.
Slow traffic northbound I-15 through Sandy and Draper. I'm Heather Kelly.
High on the Hill 2021.
Our top story this half hour, Governor Cox gives his first State of the State address during a troubling time.
The changes we have made to vaccine distribution are working, and the end to this pandemic is in sight.
He spoke of things the state can fix, including what he calls cracks in the state's foundation. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
The COVID pandemic was front and center in the short speech.
More than 1,500 Utahns are not with us tonight because of this insidious disease.
Governor Cox said the state has a growing population and needs more infrastructure. He also said it was time to end the political discord and reject hate. He wants teachers to get a raise and respect, and saluted healthcare workers and first responders for their sacrifices. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah Democratic leaders say they believe Governor Cox is coming around to their key priorities like education funding, infrastructure, and paid parental leave. And others in the legislature noticed how the governor said he will use his veto power this session. They say they look forward to working through the process with him.
High on the Hill 2021.
A bill being discussed at the state capitol would make Utah the first state to train emergency medical technicians specifically for responding to mental health emergencies. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest, John.
We evidently don't have John. We'll try and reconnect coming up in just a minute. A new bill would limit the supply of opioids that doctors can prescribe to patients after surgery. Currently, doctors can prescribe up to a 7-day supply of opiates in a first prescription. However, there is a law exemption in Utah which allows a 30-day supply after surgeries. The new bill would remove that exemption, only allowing for larger prescriptions in very complicated cases.
Another new bill would loosen requirements for teen learner's permits here in Utah, at least during the pandemic. The bill would reduce the original 52 hours of observation hours to 36 hours for 15 to 17-year-olds. It would also extend the permit from 12 months to 18 months. It has already passed the House and will make its way to the Senate.
All right, let's go back to John Wojcik now on the proposal that would make Utah the first state to create EMS teams specifically for mental health emergencies.
The bill is being sponsored by Senator Daniel Thatcher. Speaking to the Senate Health and Human Services Committee this week, he said he believes this will absolutely change the way that we provide services to those experiencing substance use or mental health issues. Specifically, mental health EMT teams would not take on the role of therapists. Rather, they would triage people and help them find the resources they need. Thatcher says sending EMTs won't put first responders in additional danger, as law enforcement will continue responding to calls involving domestic violence or risk of violence. The bill received unanimous support from the Senate committee and will move to votes in the full Senate. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Just a few moments ago, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Speaker Pelosi will deliver article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate on Monday. Schumer says, quote, make no mistake, a trial will be held in the United States Senate and there will be a vote on whether to convict. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell then laid out the timeline he would like to see for the trial.
We suggest the House transmit this article next Thursday, but that's apparently going to be next Monday. Then former President Trump's answer and the House pretrial brief, I suggested, be due on February 4th. And the former president's pretrial brief be due, I suggested, on February the 11th. That timeline would have provided the Senate some more floor time before we step up fully into the unknown of a trial.
We'll continue to follow this story and bring you updates throughout the day here on KSL News Radio.
Well, quick look at the weather with Kristen Van Dyke. It's been a long time coming, but it does look like we're finally going to get a decent winter storm.
I think skiers have been waiting a while for this one. So a storm is actually approaching, and it is going to be a decent one for our mountains. In fact, we have winter weather advisories in effect for our mountains all up and down the whole state of Utah into southeastern Utah, too. For the lower elevations, not going to see as much. In fact, we're going to start with rain later on today because of how mild temperatures are right now.
Kristen says today will be the last day we'll see 40s for a while, and it looks like there's another storm on the horizon for early next week.
Coming up on KSL, how Bernie Sanders helped boost a Utah mitten business.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
No delays on the roadways. Things are looking pretty good if you're on I-15, the East or West Side Belt routes, or the 201 freeways. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
Okay, we have the first snow of the season in the forecast. Reminder to check your watch. You can get an updated forecast every 10 minutes on the nines. Listen mornings and afternoons to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Filing your taxes can be challenging, and this year brings even greater challenges. As you prepare for tax season, questions about PPP loans, stimulus checks, natural disasters, and deductions on home offices are on everyone's minds. Certified public accountants are the trusted advisors you can rely on to address your specific tax needs. As you try to make sense of tax filing this year, know that your CPA receives constant training and updates throughout the year, especially as they dealt with regulations passed due to COVID-19. CPAs have been an integral part of tax reform conversations in Utah as well. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs also provide personal financial planning, business growth strategies, and general accounting services. Hire a CPA for the best in tax planning. Listen to KSL every Monday for tax tips from the UACPA. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org.
Thanks for joining us this morning. If you're just tuning in, we've been keeping an eye on Washington again this morning, and it does sound like that article of impeachment will be sent to the House on Monday. The timing of the trial still up in the air, but we'll continue to monitor ABC.
The winners of Wednesday's $731 million Powerball jackpot have the option to remain anonymous according to the law in Maryland, but they may have trouble keeping their identity a secret in the small town of Laconing where they live.
The talk of the town is who's holding the winning ticket.
Everyone's trying to guess who it is. That's the big thing. And in a tiny town like this, you know, you're probably related to them.
20% of residents here live in poverty. The coronavirus has only added to the economic devastation.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reporting.
Here's an unexpected consequence to the pandemic. The Hershey Company says the sales of milk chocolate six-pack spiked last spring, and sales have been surging since. People have apparently been making a lot of s'mores while spending more time at home with the family. A Hershey executive calls it the biggest s'mores season they've ever had.
You gotta love a s'more.
Yeah, it's that comfort food that has been flying off the shelf most of 2020.
Well, a fashion statement at the presidential inauguration is bringing an unexpected windfall to a Pleasant Grove-based business. Love Woolies owner Marcella Hill says once the photo of a bundled-up Senator Bernie Sanders spread across the internet, the interest in sweater mittens like the ones Sanders was wearing started spiking.
I'm grateful. I think we sold 35 mittens so far just today. Like, that doesn't sound like a lot, but for us, that's a lot. I mean, what else could have happened that made sweater mittens viral?
Now we just have to get, what's her name, the one that sends everything viral? to wear those mittens.
You mean one of the Kardashians?
Yes, the Kardashians.
They wouldn't be seen dead Chloe, in those things.
The Vermont senator, along with his mittens, have been edited into iconic movies and photos ranging from Forrest Gump to Game of Thrones.
And they just keep coming this morning. It's amazing. There's hundreds, maybe thousands of these floating around. I just put another one on my Facebook of Bernie Sanders in a full arm bar. For those that follow mixed martial arts, you'll understand. Or some friends of mine, I had the honor, really, of overseeing their wedding, and they put Bernie on the front row of their wedding pictures today. It's everywhere.
Okay, I have to get creative now and post something. 8:39, let's get a look at Triple Team traffic, and we start with you, Heather.
We still have lane closures on I-80 in both directions. First of all, eastbound I-80 down to one left-hand lane as you leave US 40, head toward Wanship. That's because we had a semi-truck that rolled on its side, spilled a lot of its contents onto the roadway. And then westbound I-80 coming out of Wyoming, right at Echo Junction, that has reopened, but you're down to only one lane there as well as you head west toward Colville and Park City. Eric?
No more delays on I-15 in Salt Lake County. We did have some between Draper and Sandy and a little bit of Murray just a few minutes ago. But right now, it's a clear drive from Bluffdale all the way to downtown Salt Lake City. If you're out in Tooele County or Salt Lake County, heading north, SR-36 for the former, I-15 for the latter, both looking good right now. Glenn?
On your morning journey in the north, I-15 running with good spacing and tempos in either direction between Ogden and Salt Lake City. Trappers loop up to Snow Basin working well, or even climbing up Highway 89 to Powder Mountain in good shape. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kristen, what does this day look like?
Mostly cloudy skies for today with a high of 46 degrees, then rain developing late in the afternoon, and we will see on and off showers through the evening hours. By overnight, expect temperatures to dip down into the upper 20s, which means we'll change that rain to snow, and we'll see on and off snow through the day on Saturday with highs in the 30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
We haven't budged yet. It's still 28 downtown.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll speak with the president of Utah Valley University to find out about how they are helping students during this difficult time of COVID-19. It's amazing what they're doing there, and we'll learn more in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Keep it here at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for making us part of your morning. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey, it's Scott with Access RV.
And Troy from Bish's RV.
Both of our dealerships are focused on helping families make memories together.
So as Access RV joins the Bish's RV family, we want to celebrate their heritage with one last incredible sale.
We're calling it the One for the Road sale, and it's happening right now at Access RV.
Save up to 40% off MSRP on select RVs.
Or even more than 40% off a 2021 Wolfpup 16-foot bunkhouse trailer with monthly payments starting as low as $125 on approved credit.
And get a free one-year Bish's RV Diamond Club membership with every RV purchase for special discounts on parts, campgrounds, free winterization, and more.
Visit Access RV for the best deals in the country during the One for the Road sale.
We're still your access to the open road. How was that, Scott?
You nailed it, Troy. We'll see you in about 20 minutes or online at accessrv.com.
Making memories with your family. Access RV.
Two things plumbers hear a lot. Too much hard water, or there's not enough hot water for everyone to shower. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you've ever had either of those thoughts, this might be your lucky day. You see, January and February are two of the slowest months for our plumbers, and like we periodically do, if you'll help us keep our plumbers busy, we'll make it worth your while. Through the end of February, we're including a free water softener when you have us install a Noritz tankless water heater. The best part of this deal just might be that you never have to worry about being the last one to the shower again, or that you don't have to waste money keeping 40 to 50 gallons of water hot 24/7. To take advantage of this deal, call Any Hour Services before the end of February. The visit's free and there's no obligation to buy. If you decide to have us install a Noritz tankless water heater, we're going to throw in the water softener for free. Yep, free softener when you purchase a tankless water heater. So pick up the phone and call Any Hour Services to get all of the details. 801-443-7600. 801-443-7600, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
Has an attorney called you right after your accident, pressured you to hire them? If it hasn't happened yet, it could. For years, it's been illegal for lawyers to directly contact someone injured in an accident. But the Utah Supreme Court has just changed that. Now lawyers can inundate you with phone calls, show up at your home, and even hang out in hospital lobbies. Don't hire one of those attorneys. Instead, call the attorneys at Good Guys Legal. They're known throughout Utah as the good guys in personal injury law because of the way they treat their clients and handle their cases. In fact, they give people who've been injured in an accident a guarantee that no one else can make. It's this straightforward. If at any point from the time you hire the good guys until the moment of victory, they haven't exceeded every single promise they've made to you with the most exceptional client experience, you owe them nothing for the work they've done. That's how confident they are.
Good guys.
Visit us today at goodguyslegal.com.
At Good Guys Legals, they see you. Visit goodguyslegal.com. KSL News Time, 844. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Utah's governor says we need to put more focus on teachers and making sure that all the kids in the state have access to a quality education.
Second, a bill being discussed at the state capitol would make Utah the first state to train emergency medical technicians specifically for responding to mental health emergencies.
Third, a quick look at those roads with Heather Kelly.
We're looking pretty good. A few heavy pockets of traffic northbound I-15 through Draper and Sandy, but no delays southbound through Weber and Davis County heading into Salt Lake. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Storm moves in. Get ready for more rain and snow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
28 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
Against the wishes of Senate Republicans, there will not be a delay when it comes to the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. Just moments ago, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
I have spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
And that will trigger a trial. The House impeached the then president for incitement of insurrection over the Capitol Hill violence on January 6th. Today, the Senate could confirm more members of President Biden's cabinet, including Tony Blinken for Secretary of State and retired General Lloyd Austin for Secretary of Defense. The president will take executive action today aimed at the economy. His administration Thursday laid out its goal of 100 million coronavirus vaccinations in the first 100 days of the term. The NFL says 22,000 fans will be able to attend Super Bowl 55 next month in Tampa. 7,500 will be healthcare workers given free tickets by the league. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Utah's colleges and universities have been facing an unprecedented challenge as they continue to educate students while trying to stop the spread of COVID-19 on their campuses.
The pandemic has also created new difficulties for students to overcome. Joining us live to talk about these impacts is Utah Valley University President Astrid Tumines. Good morning, President.
Good morning, Amanda. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Before we talk about what you're doing to help students, which is really amazing, I want to ask you about, you know, I've heard people say we're losing a generation because students aren't going to university in the numbers that they had been before the pandemic. Are you seeing an impact on enrollment because of the pandemic?
Yes, we've definitely seen an impact on enrollment, but what I'm very pleased to report is that our Wolverines have been very gritty. So in Utah itself, our Utah resident students actually went up in enrollment 1% in the fall. Where we've seen a drop in enrollment of about 1.9% is with international students and also non-resident Utah students. And that's understandable because of the pandemic. They've all opted to stay closer to home.
I'm very proud to tell you that my son carries a UVU diploma, so I feel good about that. But we've heard about your reskilling and even upskilling people for free. What does that mean exactly?
Yes, you know, today everybody says that education is lifelong. It means that many of us actually our skills become outdated because of technology and other factors. And the reskilling and upskilling here is specifically related to a program we've worked with the governor's office, Live and Work in Utah. And there's federal money that was given in order to support people who have been laid off, who've lost their jobs. And so we prepared about 23, 24 programs, four of them academic, the rest non-academic. So you could get an AWS certification, that's Amazon Cloud Services, or a Microsoft certification. It's things like that. And we had about, we had over 2,000, roughly 700 applicants, and we were able to support 719 spots. These are tuition free. They could do the program, and when they leave, they have something in their CV that indicates that they have new skills and competencies that make them more attractive to employers.
I want to talk a little bit, President, about how you're supporting your students. I know a lot of your students are going through financial trouble, and you have a food bank there. You have emergency help for them. Tell our listeners about what you're doing.
Yeah, so before the pandemic even struck, we had our own care initiative here, which includes a food bank. It includes mental counseling. It includes short-term grants. So if someone's car broke down and they need $400 or $500 to repair that car, or they couldn't go to work and they couldn't go to school at the same time. And I want to preface by saying that 81% of our students work while going to school. So we don't want that to stop them from persisting, and we want to be able to help them in the short term. Now, in addition, we received CARES money from the federal government, about $11 million in total to be spent on students. So we were able to qualify students who needed financial aid, and we have disbursed to date nearly 8 million to about 8,000 students.
We're out of time, but I do want to make a quick mention, because I know you're excited about the fact that you announced your commencement speaker, and it will be Dr. Wendy Watson Nelson, the wife of LDS Church President Nelson.
Yes, we're very, very excited about that. So I announced it yesterday. You know, people may not hear too much from Dr. Wendy Watson Nelson, but she is a nurse and a psychologist. She has a PhD in family therapy and gerontology. She taught for 25 years. And I think a voice like hers, with her experience, her teaching, her research, publications, and her lifetime of service, I think that she could share some really useful insights from her life and her work as a scholar and a professor with our students, and our students are always hungry for insights like that.
I'm so looking forward to that speech. And President, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's always good to talk to you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Utah Valley University President Astrid Tuminas with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Let's get that look at Triple Team traffic and head back to the traffic center with Heather.
We have a little bit of heavy traffic northbound I-15 from the point of the mountain up to about the Sandy Midvale area, but you are still at speed all the way into downtown Salt Lake. We've had a few minor fender benders around the Salt Lake Valley, but right now, none of those are in place. Everybody moving at speed, and also out of Tooele County on I-80. Eric?
I-80 out into the mountains, actually beyond that, has been a problem spot this morning largely because of a couple of semis that had some pretty bad problems. One a rollover, one catching on fire. But right now you've got the lanes, at least enough lanes open up to allow traffic through. You've got one left lane open up eastbound just past the US 40 turnoff, and westbound just right at Echo Junction where the fire took place with that one semi truck. So at least you got something going through there. I-15 in Utah County, no problems northbound or southbound. Len?
For those of you making the drive in Sardine Canyon, looking pretty good between Brigham City and Logan, even past Mattaway. The main drive of I-15 will get drivers there with good timing. Ogden and Riverdale to Farmington and on to Salt Lake City. Legacy Parkway and Highway 89, no delays. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's get another look now at that 7-day forecast brought to you by Volkswagen Southtown.
Last mild day for a while. Expect a high around 46 degrees today with mostly cloudy skies and a chance for rain in the afternoon. Then overnight tonight, lows around 29. We'll change that rain to snow. And we'll see a colder day for Saturday with on and off snow showers with 1 to 2 inches. For most of us along the Wasatch Front, we can see a little more along the benches, and our mountains could see a lot more than that. We'll see highs in the 30s this weekend. We dry things out Sunday. Going into Monday, expect a high of 36. Overnight lows are back down to the low 20s. Another system approaches late Monday to Tuesday to bring in more cloud cover, maybe some snow, and we'll keep highs in the 30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now downtown, let me check our current temperature. It's 33 degrees.
I want to talk about my favorite meal at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Now, I enjoy them all, regardless of what is ordered. And occasionally, the chef has said, let me kind of take care of the menu for you tonight. And believe me, if a chef ever says that to you, take them up on it. But I love the ribeye steak. The ribeye steak at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is like no other. And then to have those delicious side dishes. We usually go with the au gratin potatoes. We usually get asparagus spears. And then we, of course, share all of this. Dee usually goes with a petite filet. And then the desserts. My favorite, I have to admit. But again, if the chef ever recommends or your server recommends one, take them up on it. But I love their bread pudding. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, Hotel Park City, and of course in downtown Salt Lake City, 275 Southwest Temple. It'll be the best meal you have ever had. Waiting for you.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
One of the things with running is I want to enjoy the run, but I never made it very far because the arches in my feet just killed me. So when I got to the end of my rope and I said I have to do something to get rid of the pain, and a couple people recommended the Good Feet store to me, I loved how I could go in and get a free personalized arch support fitting. They put that time, that work, that effort into helping you find the right arch supports. And you can walk around the store with these in your shoes and try them out before you purchase them. So after I got my arch supports, the arches at my feet stopped hurting. And the pain instantly, literally instantly, went away. So if you have pain, go. Find a Good Feet store and go. There is an answer. Find the simple solution that will get rid of your pain. I'm Rondi, and that's my Good Feet story.
See how Good Feet arch supports work for you before you buy with a free fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
We're watching Utah's money, and just time to get another peek at how the markets are doing so far this morning. Still down. The Dow is off 221 points. That's 0.75%. The S&P is down about 17. The NASDAQ this hour down 34 points.
Time now for Jazz Notes, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here is KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz overcame a 16-point second-quarter deficit to defeat the New Orleans Pelicans 129-118 last night. The win marked the Jazz's league-leading seventh straight victory, improving their record overall to 11-4, second best in the NBA behind the Los Angeles Lakers. But despite the team's play, the conversation surrounding the Jazz nationally broadcast game was dominated by statements from Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley, who said Jazz guard Donovan Mitchell wasn't a superstar despite his recent string of play. Mitchell responded after the game.
You know, I hate to take a win like this and make it about what they said about me. You know, like, you look at how we played in the Garden, like, I'm happy.
Mitchell finished the game with 36 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists to lead the Jazz to victory. The team has today off before facing the Golden State Warriors on Saturday night at Vivint Arena. For complete coverage of the game, visit KSLSports.com. For Jazz Notes, I'm Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
NMLS 1-8-1.
A 15-year mortgage rate is as low as 1.75% with an APR of 1.89. You heard that right. A rate in the ones. A 30-year fixed is as low as 2% with an APR of 2.22. This is Rod with LendRight Mortgage. With rates in the ones, it's time to buy or refinance. If your rate is 2.8% or higher, call LendRight Mortgage today and lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone. Cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. Even if you just refinanced, LendRight Mortgage can save you thousands with a no-cost refi. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. For rates in the ones, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
KSL News Time is 8:59. Triple Team Traffic, and we start with you, Heather.
Good speeds throughout the Salt Lake Valley. No problems, no accidents reported on city streets or the freeways. So right now, you will be at speed northbound I-15 into downtown Salt Lake, as well as the West Side Belt and the 201 freeway. Eric?
I-15 looks solid in Utah County. A little bit of congestion in Orem University Parkway between State Street and the south end of Utah Valley University, but no big delays anywhere. Len Thomas.
It's been a smooth commute all morning long for Weber and Davis County drivers. A half-hour ride between Ogden and downtown Salt Lake City. Highway 89 still clean, and Legacy Parkway no delays on to the north end of the I-215 belt route, which is sailing along from the north interchange around the curve to I-80, and then a good drive to the airport. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Just again, a quick look at the timing of this precipitation. Rain about 6 o'clock, snow later in the evening, and more snow tomorrow, so be careful out there. We'll hit a high of 46, and it's 33 downtown.
Coming up next on KSL, it's the movie show with Doug and Steve. Look forward to it, and you have a great weekend, Tim.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.